5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Temperature-wise, we're holding steady, 90 degrees. That's kind of where we've been all afternoon. At some point, it's going to break a little bit. Overnight lows, I think, right around 70, 71. And, of course, the chance for showers and thunderstorms, all that kind of good stuff. A couple of moments ago, I was sharing with you that, in my opinion, since October the 7th, 2023, we've seen an interesting development inside the Jewish community, with about half of us saying, man, I got to get more active. I've got to be more visible. I got to let people know I'm Jewish and I'm proud to be Jewish. And we've got to stand with Israel. We've got to stand with the Jewish community writ large. And I would say probably just about half of our community saying, oh, that's it. Forget it. I don't want to say anything. I don't want anybody to know anything. And, well, it's just been an interesting period of time. Sam Richardson is the executive director over at the JCRC, Jewish Community Federation as well. I forget all of his titles. They're all very, very impressive. Far, far more than I have. But he is kind enough to join us on a pretty regular basis. And he's just gotten back from a couple of trips up to D.C. And I want to talk about those. Sam, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm just JCRC, nothing fancy.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll take that. You're doing good stuff over there. So, a couple of weeks back, you were up in D.C. this national conference with the Jewish Federation, talking about security within the Jewish community. Give us a little insight on that, would you please?
Well, as your listeners may know, there were two specific events in the spring. The first was the very tragic shooting of two Jewish people outside of the Israeli embassy in D.C. Mm-hmm. And that was something that really hit us to the core, that something like that could happen in our nation's capital as an anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli violent act. And then in Boulder, Colorado, my home state, there was a literal fire attack against people marching in support of Israel, where a Holocaust survivor's life was taken. And we knew that we were vulnerable in our communities. Yep. We didn't realize how vulnerable until those two incidents. And so the National Federation organization called together an emergency fly-in in Washington for all of the state and local Federation branches to come in and discuss what happened, why, understand what we can do to take proactive measures, both hardening our institutions as well as training our security teams and our normal everyday people how to recognize when there might be something awry and to take action, call authorities, and to not be bystanders.
Well, tell me how it's working. Are we seeing enhanced security measures? Is there something else going on? How is it playing out?
Community by community, there are enhancements taking place. In our community, we have ongoing training for security teams. There are regular regional and statewide security calls with synagogue officials, with agency officials from like Jewish Family Services, Jewish Community Centers, and we are doing our best to help people understand what they need to be aware. So just one small example would be that in a synagogue setting, it's important to make sure that you don't only do a check of the inside of the building during services in hopes that nobody got in through the locked door, but also do an outside check of the perimeter to make sure there's nobody walking around looking for opportunity to shoot through a window or take advantage of somebody coming out to their car alone because they're leaving early. And so we're doing that work. Almost every congregation of which I am aware has off-duty police officers. So you've got a black and white vehicle there in the parking lot so that if there are anybody who wants to cause a problem, they know that there are police on site. And, of course, that's not something that is usually budgeted for. And so we have to pay for it, and that takes away from other programming. What we are waiting on is at the state and federal level is funding, easier accessible funding to actually harden our community centers and our synagogues, ensure that the glass is a non-breakable type, ensure that the security systems are of the latest technology, ensure that the alarm systems are notifying all authorities that need to be aware if there is a breach. Right. Virginia and the federal government both have nonprofit security grant programs, which is fabulous. And these programs have existed before October 7th. Right. What we didn't know until after October 7th was how much we needed to be using these at the local level and how much red tape was involved in obtaining these funds and actually putting them to use. And there's different issues at the state and the federal levels, but that's one of the things that the Federation was asking for from our congressmen and senators, to make it easier for synagogues and community centers to obtain those funds so that they can be put to use and increase the allocation from $450 million to $1 trillion. Because the need is real, it's immediate, and we need these funds.
Wow. Not the only visit that you had up there to D.C. You were up there as well with CUFI, right? Christians United.
Correct.
Israel. What's involved in that?
This is an organization that was the 20th summit supporting Israel. This is Pastor Hagee's organization, which some of your listeners may be aware of, yes. An evangelical pastor with a fairly large church. But he has gathered around him a group of Christian leaders as well as Jewish leaders to bring Christians together to say, we are going to stand with Israel with our dollars, with our votes. And we are even going to come together every year to not only celebrate our commitment to Israel, but to also go to Capitol Hill and to let our congressmen, senators know that there are specific issues that they need to be aware of in order to strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance, friendship, as well as protect Jews and Christians in the United States.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam, because it's such a wonderful idea, and I'm certainly familiar with Pastor Hagee and his support for Israel. What about something locally? Could you, I don't know, meet up with leaders in the Central Virginia Christian community? Would that be something that you think would be valuable?
That is excellent, yes. And we are trying to do that in small ways.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the history between the Jewish and Christian communities has been, in some cases, negative, in other cases, tense, in other cases, simply just net neutral because of different interests. And so we may come together in business, or we may come together in politics, but as Jews and Christians, especially since October 7th, it's been something that has been a little difficult. I had people who I thought were my friends who now will not return a phone call. Oh. And many people in the Jewish community have had this experience. That said, I have made some new friends in the Christian community. A big shout out to Jamal Riley of the YMCA. He has been a personal friend of mine, and he has brought pastors that he is affiliated with together to have conversation, to ask questions, and tough questions, not just the softballs, but really ask some serious questions about history, about security, about IDF policy, things like that. There are also Christians Against Racism. That organization has come to us, and we have hosted them and also had a question and answer session. With CUFI specifically, we are going to be gathering together once a quarter, pastors and rabbis, to sit down and just talk about what it's like to be clergy in 2025 and the unique issues that they're having in their congregations as the universe tilts.
Sam, I'm just about out of time, but I have to ask you, for folks who are listening right now, and maybe they are in leadership in a church somewhere in Central Virginia, and their ears perked up because you kind of made an invitation, how would they reach out to you to start that conversation?
I would love to talk to anybody who is interested in just beginning to discover how Christians and Jews can come together and be a support to each other. And the easiest way is to reach out to me via email, srichardson@jewishrichmond.org. And if that's hard to remember, which it might be, just Google Richmond Jewish Federation. It'll come up to jewishrichmond.org. And then go to our staff, and my name will be there, Sam Richardson, JCRC Director.
We will get it up. We'll share it on social media as well. Sam, I always appreciate you being here. Shabbat Shalom. We will
Shabbat Shalom.
Talk very soon. That is Sam Richardson, good guy. So if you're in leadership in a church in Central Virginia, I would reach out to him. It could be a great conversation. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.